Hello everyone, this is Jake Gross, and in this podcast, I'm going to be unboxing a Braille Note Touch. Because I just got a few minutes ago and I managed to get the tape off of the box. But I actually have the box right here. And I'm currently going to open this box. And so, let's see. Looks like, okay, it looks like there's other cardboard on top of this. Let's see what else is in here. A print piece of paper, I'm not sure what that is. I'm going to set that aside. Okay. And, then. Next is another box inside it. I think, let's see what that does. I'm going to open it. Okay, this is kind of strange. Out. Okay, I got this box, the main cardboard box. And I'm going to, let's see what's inside this box. It's like, let's see, just like, there's a flap on the box, and then you open that, and let's see what's inside. More pieces of paper. I'm going to set those aside. Well, actually, what looks like print. And then, I just put that set aside. And then it looks like we have more. Okay, but it looks like this raw paper underneath it. I'm going to put all this print stuff aside. I'm gonna see what this Braille paper says. It's probably just a Braille version of what's on the print, but let's see. Let's see here. It looks like it says, hang on. Am I reading this right? Let's see. I had it. Getting started. Thank you for purchasing, you know, the humanware. No. It's just probably a getting started guide, but I actually know quite a bit about this device since I listened to a few podcasts about it on Mystic Access and Tech Talk, and actually saw it a couple of times at a couple of conferences. They said a Braille paper size. Well, since I pretty much know about this device, and let's see. Okay. And then, wow, another piece of paper. And what looks, and underneath it, it looks like some kind of I don't know if I should call it fabric or what. It's, I don't know how to describe it. It's some kind of like protection material. Okay. Underneath that, let's open this. Okay. I'm gonna put this aside. It looks like the Braille touches are in its case, which is quite nice, because it actually, the device actually comes with its, the case built in. It's the smart carrying case, as they call it. Oh, and the Braille Touch, by the way, is HumanWare's new Braille Note. It's based on Android, and I really hope to get some apps on here and demonstrate things. By default, it comes with Acapella, but I'm one of those people that likes since like eSpeak and things like that, because I'm more of a form and synthesis person, not into these newer speech technologies, but that's just me. And in the box we also have a strap, I guess you could just put it on the case. I guess I'll just do that right now because I can. Let's see if I'm going to unravel this thing. Okay, it looks like some kind of something was around it to keep it keep riled up, but I'm going to put the strap on this case. And let me see here. I'm putting the left side of the strap on. And what looks like the right side. Okay, I'm going to put the right side of the strap on. I just need to get some room on my desk to put this thing, even though it's about the size of an Apex. It's about the same size as the Apex. But next we have underneath that what looks like headphones, or actually no, not headphones, earbuds. I have plenty of those, so I'm going to just put it somewhat like right there on the desk. And it looks like an AC. Wait, no, it's not an AC adapter. It looks like a USB to another kind of cable, like a mini USB or something. I'm going to just, it looks like, actually, this looks like an AC adapter. It actually looks like it might be charging via USB or something. And this, yeah, I have both parts of the AC adapter. Well, I wouldn't even say, well, yeah, I guess it is an AC adapter, but it's a USB charger. I don't know what. So let's just say the Remote Touch probably looks, by the looks of it, it charges by USB. Well, it looks like something else. I don't know exactly what this wrapped thing is. I'm going to set that aside as well. And, well, we have more of this protection stuff. I'm going to close the box. Somewhere by this other box. And, well, I actually need to unwrap this AC adapter. Let's see here. I'm going to, first of all, put the little cardboard thing for that strap on the desk. Okay. So, I'm trying to see if I can get this thing open. Apparently it looks, yeah, let me see here. Looks like a Ziploc bag. Not really a Ziploc bag, it's just one of those complicated little bags you need to open. Kind of weird. I don't like those bags really much, but hey, you know, I can deal with it. Assuming I can open it. This is kind of complicated to open. Not ripping it. It's just a plastic bag, so it's not like I'm going to be returning that bag. I mean, they can just rip it. I mean, a plastic bag is a plastic bag. I don't really care if I rip it or whatever. All I care about is getting out what's inside it. Okay, so it looks like I kind of opened this. I just kind of ripped it open because I can't really figure out. Okay, it looks like I'm going to get the charger out. Okay, I'm just going to set this. I just set that plastic bag aside. Looks like the charger is wrapped in some tie thing. looks like I'm going to untie this and put this thing. Okay, hang on. Yeah, this is kind of complicated. Okay, hang on. This is a bit weird. Hang on. I think, okay, I'm getting the other end into the tie thing. Well, it doesn't. Yeah, this tie thing is a bit complicated to unbox. Not unbox. Get out. I'm just trying to see if I can. Let's see. What the heck? Okay. Let's try this other end again. I don't know what's going on with this tie thing. It's kind of strange. But it looks kind of weird. All tied together like that. I'm gonna try to get this thing untied. Hey, okay, look, I'm just twisting it. It looks like a twist tie, apparently. Okay, it looks like I'm kind of getting closer and closer to the end. Okay, I'm getting closer to untying this. Now, okay, here. Yeah, okay, I got it. I'm going to. I'm going to plug in. Since it's a USB charger, I'm going to plug in one end into the device. No, that's my Bromid Apex, which... Oh, by the way, that actually reminded me. If you have a Bromid Apex that's over 3 years old, they'll let you keep it. But, however, they will not provide you with maintenance or tech support. So, you... Yeah. Let's see. I'm going to actually open this... First, okay. I'm going to... okay, I'm going to move this out of the way. Okay, I put the remote touch on the desk. And I'm going to, let's actually open it up, because that's the point of this podcast, to take a look at it and unbox. So, what it looks like is, so on the front you have your standard, like, Braille keys on top, but let's look at the front of the device. You have a Braille display. All your like, pins, your touch cursor keys. You have thumb keys. I actually haven't listened to the podcast in a while, so I don't remember exactly what to do, but I'll listen to that again later, probably. Then we have two buttons on the left. No, three, actually. Looks like some kind of port. And then on the back, you have a USB port. Looks like slot for something. Yeah, maybe an SD card slot, I think. Another USB port. On the right side, we have... and then it looks like a headphone jack and a microphone jack. So, I'm actually going to plug in one end of this into the left side, assuming it is an AC adapter port. Okay. The right way. I'm going to try that the other way.
I think I accidentally pushed a button. I don't think I turned it on. Okay, I plugged in one end. Now, I actually do have a regular USB
thingy. Like, regular USB cable thing connected to an outlet. But I'm actually going to use HumanWare's because I... Well, I don't want to break this thing on my first day of having it. So I'm going to unplug this part, or this, on the USB adapter thing that I have. I'm going to plug this in. Assuming, hang on. I plugged it in. Let's actually see if I could turn this thing on. And if I can get internet access on here. And if I can, well, I might get eSpeak or something on. Just because it has acapella. And, oh wait, the Braille display says changing. Oh, hang on. Wait a minute. Oh wait, no, charging. Actually, not changing. It's kind of strange, but let me actually see if I can get this thing to turn on. Let's see if the button on the right does that. I'm pretty sure it does. Oh. Well. Actually. No. Actually. Let me go to the main menu, actually. No, actually. It looks like. Well, actually. Let me see. No, that's not. Oh, I think I pressed something that made it on the Braille display go. The dots would go all the way up. Let me actually. I'm actually gonna take off the touch thing. Let's see if I could. Let's see here. Yeah, it's like I totally forgot how to turn this thing on. Okay. Wait. Oh, there it goes. Something happened. Oh. It says, yeah, I just had to hold down that button on the left, the one on the top left for a few seconds, and it said, starting Keysoft. Okay. And we might either hear acapella or not. It's saying, okay, it looked like a percentage. Wait a minute. What's the, it looked like a cursor going on the screen or something's going on. Starting Keysoft. We're not in a circle. Oh, wait a minute. Let me actually go to the main menu. Hang on. Or it's locked or something. Let me actually see what the unlock. That button on the right was probably the unlock button. Let's see here. Okay, here. Let's see. Or maybe it wasn't charged. I don't know. Whatever the case is, I'm going to. Oh, what? It looks like it said starting Keysoft, and then it vibrated again. It's probably. Oh, there it goes. Yay! Okay.
Welcome to the Braille Note Touch.
All right.
Press the rightmost thumb key.
Actually, I already downloaded the tutorial from the Mystic Access website. It's like 40 or so sections. It's about 500 something, almost 500 megabytes zipped, but you know. What I'm going to do is I'm going to actually see if I have internet on this thing, and if I do, I'm going to go to the Play Store and see if I could download eSpeak or something. Okay, I'm just pressing. I'm using Touch Bro, by the way. You put all your fingers on the screen and you start typing as if it was like a regular Braille keyboard.
Setup wizard.
All right, I'm just trying to exit the.
Welcome. English, United Kingdom, radio button not checked.
Well, actually, I think it's in the setup process. So.
English, United States, radio button checked.
Radio button checked.
Start button.
Start.
Select Wi-Fi.
Select Wi-Fi.
HP Print 67 Photos Mart 6520. Secured with WPA2.
Okay, it's now asking for the Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi downtown. Secured with /WPA2. WPS available.
I'm going to... I was hoping to either, get an Ethernet cable, but... Ethernet cable connected to this, but, this is a modern device, but... I mean, that's understandable. So, I'm going to press enter on Wi-Fi downtown, which is one of the Wi-Fi networks that I have.
Alert Wi-Fi downtown. Signal strength. Fair. Security. /WPA2PSK. Password. Show password. Show advanced options. Cancel. Connect. Computer Braille is required.
So, I'm not sure if this is going to announce any password or not. I'm going to try and see what it will,
..
Good, it does not announce passwords. I'm going to press enter, and if it's not correct, I'm going to pause the recording and ask somebody if they know what the password for our Wi-Fi is. Well, I pressed enter.
Show password checkbox. Not check. Show advanced options checkbox. Cancel button. Connect button. Disabled. Cancel button. Show advanced. Show password. Password. A password. /WPA2PSK. Security.
Okay.
Fair. Signal strength. Fair. Secure. /WPA2PSK. Password. Password edit box. Bottom. Password edit box. Password.
Wait.
Password edit box. Edit box. P766. Show password checkbox. Not checked.
I did not, wasn't as secure as I thought, because it actually started reading the thing. And I do not know why. Speaking of passwords in the Braille Note, on the Braille Note Apex for databases, the password wasn't even encrypted. So, all you needed to do to know a password for something was to modify the definition file, and you can get the password. But anyway.
Show advanced off cancel button. Connect button disabled. Connect. Cancel button.
Well, I'll probably do this later.
Select Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi downtown. Secured with /WPA2. WIFI. Downtown.
Actually, I do have a solution. Wait, I've heard that iPhones and Androids fight over each other. I'm going to, actually get up. I'm going to use my
phone,
personal
hot... Phone, Skype, Skype.
I have so much Skype on my iPhone.
Skype unlock, but on the passcode field, 0 of 6 values entered.
And I'm going to pause the recording.
Screen locked.
Oh,
8-1 on Skype. Skype unlock, but unlock 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6. MNO.
Yeah. Besides, you guys...
4 updates have ignore. Down, ignore. But 4 app store. 4 ignore button.
Well... I don't really
ignore.
Care.
FaceTime. Calculate. Pop. Walk. X. Num. I. Pay. Keep. Grub. Fop. Fop. Let's go. YouTube. Doc. Safari. Mail. Sub. Mute. Music. Sub. Mip. Page 2 of 2. Edge. Page 1 of 2. Settings. Settings at AirPod Books. Personal hotspot. Personal hotspot off. Personal hotspot on.
So I have my personal hotspot on. Let's see.
Ecured with H more options button. Select Wi-Fi. More options. HP Wi-Fi down. Wi-Fi south. Wi-Fi north. Other network. Skip button. Other network. Alert add network. Network security. Security. Enter the seed. Network C. Add network. Top. Add network.
I'm just trying to exit this thing.
Select Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi north. Wi-Fi south. Wi-Fi down. HP print. More options button. Select Wi-Fi. Top. Select Wisconsin. Skip button. Other network. Wi-Fi to HP print. More options. Showing when items. Automatic setup. WPS. Top. Automatic. Setup. WPS. Bottom. Top. Select
yeah.
Wi-Fi. Select Wi-Fi. Setup wizard.
Yeah, I'm just...
Start button. Bottom. English, United States, radio button. Checked. Start button. Select Wi-Fi. Other network. Skip button. Bottom.
I'll just skip this.
Other network. Skip button. Alert warning. Until you have an internet connection, the tablet won't be able to verify that your software is up to date. Skip anyway. Don't skip. Warning. Until you skip anyway button.
What I'm actually going to do is I'm going to pause the recording and ask what the password for Wi-Fi downtown is. Okay, so I'm back and I got the password. I'm going to... okay. Weird. It's doing... Okay. Let's see what... This is vibrating. Oh, wait. I think maybe it's locked. Or something. Let's see.
Screen off.
Oh,
Alert warning. Until you have an internet connection, the tablet won't be able to verify that your software is up to date.
Yeah, I'm just gonna bring the...
Skip anyway. Don't skip.
I'm just gonna bring the keyboard thing down.
Warning. Until you skip anyway, don't skip button. Select Wi-Fi. Skip button. Other network. Wi-Fi north. Wi-Fi south. Wi-Fi down. HP print. Don's iPhone. Secured with WPA2.
Well.
HP Wi-Fi downtown.
Well, actually, my phone secured did appear.
Alert Wi-Fi down. Show password checkbox. Not check. Password edit box. Edit box. Computer braille is required. Dot. Dot. Dot, dot, dot. Dot, dot, dot. Show pass, show advance, cancel button, connect button. Select Wi-Fi. Select Wi-Fi. More options, but Wi-Fi downtown. Saved, secured with /WPA2.
All right.
Don's iPhone, HP, Wi-Fi north, Wi-Fi south, HP prints, Wi-Fi north, Wi-Fi study, secured with /WP, other network, skip button, other, HP prints, Don's iPhone, Wi-Fi downtown, alert Wi-Fi downtown, signal strength, fair, Wi-Fi down, signal strength, fair, security. / cancel button, forget button, connect button, select Wi-Fi.
Well, I guess it's not connecting or something.
Select Wi-Fi. More option. Dons. HP print. Dons iPhone. Secure.
In that case, I'm just going to connect to my iPhone's hotspot.
Dons iPhone. Show password checkbox. Not checked.
Because, I mean, I'm actually using my mom's iOS or Apple ID account, so I'm... Me and the rest of my family are connected to the same account.
Bottom. Bottom. Password edit box. Edit box. Computer braille is required.
Let's...
Password. Don's iPhone. Bottom.
Oh, oops, I think I actually hit the thumb key and,
Don's iPhone signals. Excellent. Security. WPA. Password.
Well, I guess the security is better on my iPhone than the downstairs Wi-Fi.
Don's iPhone. Bottom. Don's iPhone. Signal. Excellent. Secure. WPA to password. Password edit box. Edit box. Computer braille is required. Dot. 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 Dot.
Okay.
Show password checkbox. Not checked. Bottom. 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 Bottom.
Weird.
Bottom. Password edit box. Show password. Show advanced option. Cancel button. Connect button.
Okay, I'm gonna
select Wi-Fi. Select Wi-Fi. More option. Google and location.
Oh, it worked.
Google and location. Check box. Checked. That apps better determine your location. Check box. Check. For improved accuracy and other purposes, scan for Wi-Fi networks, even when Google's location service uses what back button, next button, bottom.
I'm just gonna go to next.
Google and location. Check box. That apps better determine your location. Unlock. Check box. Checked. For improved accuracy and other purposes, scan for Wi-Fi networks, even when Wi-Fi is off. Google's location service uses Wi-Fi and other signals to determine location more precisely and quickly, often with lower power usage than GPS. Sub back button. Next button. Google services. Google services. You agree that your tablet may receive and install updates from Google. Your use of this tablet is subject to the privacy policy and other terms. Back button. Next button.
Next.
Main menu.
Okay, contacts. We're in the main menu. So we have contacts is key list.
Email.
Email.
Internet. Key web.
Internet.
Word processor. Keyword.
Keyword.
Planner.
Key plan.
File manager. Key files.
Key files.
Calculator. Key calc.
Calculator.
Victor Reader.
Victor Reader.
Play Store.
Play Store.
All applications.
No applications.
Play Store.
I'd like to go to the Play Store and download something. Well, that I think is better than this acapella thingy.
Add a Google account. Do you want to add an existing account or create a new one? Existing button. New button. Existing. Type email and password. Computer braille is required. Password edit box. Email edit box. Email edit box. Computer braille is required. D. A. J. A. J.
Wait.
J. D. A. B. Deleted. D. A. J. A. J.
Wait.
T-A-J-A-K-E. Grave accent. Grave accent deleted.
Well, let's actually just try this data, Jake.
Password edit box.
Just type
back button.
Wait.
Password edit box. Password edit box. Computer braille is required. Dot. 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 Back button. Bottom. Next button. Alert by signing in. You are agreeing to the Google Terms of Service and Privacy Policy, Chrome Terms of Service and Privacy Notice, and Google Play Terms of Service. By signing in. Cancel button. Okay button.
Okay.
Signing in.
And it's signing in. Let's see what it's... I guess it's just doing its thing.
Signing in.
Alright.
This can take a few setup wizard. Google services. Backup and risk. Backup and checkbox. Backup data to your Google account. Checkbox. Checked. Back data includes apps. App settings. Communication. Communication. Checkbox. Keep me up to next button.
Next.
Setup payment info. Setup payment .iac app. Enter your billing information. Add credit or debit card. Radio. Redeem code. Skip.
Skip.
Type email and password. Google Play Store. .iac app gmail.com. By using Google Play, you agree to the Google Play terms that keep me up to date. Decline button. Accept button.
Accept.
Play Store. Play Store. Apps button.
I'm in the Play Store.
Games button. Movies and TV. Music button. Apps button.
Apps.
Apps.
I'm just curious, what version of eSpeak is on there?
Navigation drawer button. Search Google Play. Search Google Play edit box.
eSpeak.
Back button. App options button. App Mandarin eSpeak. Janash Time Innovative Learning PTE options button. App eSpeak TTS Engine. Redoc. Redoc Solutions Private Limited options button. App eSpeak TTS. Eyes Free Project. Star Rating 3.3. Free. Options button. App eSpeak. Kainty Oiver Technologies. Star Rate Options. App eSpeak TTS.
eSpeak TTS.
eSpeak TTS. Eyes Free Project. Image of app or game icon for eSpeak. Include in Wishlist button. Install button.
Install.
App permissions. Learn more. We've simplified app permissions. eSpeak TTS needs access to photos/media/accept button.
Accept.
Play Store. Notification. Installing. Notification. Successfully installed. eSpeak TTS.
Now let's see if it appears in our TTS options.
eSpeak TTS. Add image of app or game icon for eSpeak. App. eSpeak. Kainty Oiver Technologies. Star Rate Apps. Trent Play Store. New plus updated games. More. Main menu.
Okay.
Email. Internet. Word process planner. File manager. Calculator. Victor Reader. Play Store. All applications. Bottom.
All applications.
Contacts. Email. Contacts. Key list. All applications. Bottom. Contacts. Email. Key. Internet. Word process planner. File manager. Calculator. Victor Reader. Play Store. All applications. Bottom.
It's loading all applications, I think.
Contacts. Key list. Top. Email. Internet. Word planner. File. Calculator. Victor Reader. Play Store. All applications. Bottom. Main menu. All apps. Chrome. Calendar. Chrome. Calendar. Chrome. Clock. Docs. Downloads. Drive. eSpeak TTS. Gallery. Gmail. Google. Google setting. Google Plus. Hangouts. Keep. KeyBR. KeyCalc. KeyFi. KeyList. KeyMail. KeyPlan. KeyUpdate. KeyWeb. KeyWord. Maps. Photos. Play books. Play games. Play movies. Play music. Play news. Play Store. Settings. Sheets. Slides. Unicode map. Victor Reader. Voice search. YouTube.
Oh, YouTube.
Vic Unicode slides. Sheets. Settings.
Settings.
Settings. What Wi-Fi? On. Bluetooth. Off. Data usage. More. Device. Sound. Display. Storage. Battery. Apps. Personal. Locate personal. App battery. Story display. Sound.
Sound.
Sound. System. Default notification. Touch sounds. Screen locks. Vibrate on touch. Check sound. Volumes. System. Default notification. Touch sound. Screen lock. Vibrate on touch. Check screen.
You wouldn't be in sound.
Sound. Volumes. Sound. Vibrate on touch. Screen locks out. Touch sound. Default note system. Volumes. Sound. Navigate up. Top. Volumes. Sound. Navigate up. Settings. Display. Sound. Device. More. Data usage.
More, I guess.
Wireless and networks. The airplane mode. Wireless and networks. Airplane VPN. Bottom. Airplane mode VPN. Bottom. Airplane mode wireless and networks.
Medic accept button.
Hang on. Someone's calling me. I'm gonna pause the recording again. Okay, that was just one of my friends. Apparently he told me that eSpeak was a bit unstable on Android 4.42. But, you know, it doesn't hurt trying it, right?
Airplane mode VPN. Bottom. Airplane mode settings. Device. Sound. Main menu, all apps, calendar, Chrome, clock, docs, download, drive, aSpeak gallery, Gmail, Google, Google settings, Google, Gmail, gallery, aSpeak TTS.
Just try loading eSpeak.
aSpeak TTS. aSpeak TTS. aSpeak TTS. Alert, aSpeak TTS. aSpeak is not set as your default text-to-speech engine. Would you like to set it now? Cancel. Okay. aSpeak is not set as cancel button. Okay button.
I'll just press enter.
Text to speech settings. Text to speech settings.
Hello? Okay, it was. It's, whatever.
Text to speech settings. Navigate up. Preferred engine. Radio button. Not checked. Google text to speech engine. Launch engine settings button. Radio button. Checked. Braille note touch a cappella. Launch engine settings button. Radio button. Not checked. aSpeak TTS. Radio button. Not checked.
Oh, it has its own version of a cappella.
Alert attention. This speech synthesis engine may be able to collect all the text that will be spoken, including personal data like passwords and credit card numbers. It comes from the aSpeak TTS engine. Oh. Enable the use of the speech synthesis engine. Cancel attention. This speech synthesis cancel button. Okay button.
That's fine.
Text.
Okay, it looks like I got eSpeak on here.
Incoming video call from a Coptic dancer.
Ugh, whatever. Anyway.
130, back button.
Google text to speak engine. Long can get settings button, radio button, not care, radio button, not care, long can get settings button, disable. Radio button, care. Speak TTS, long can get settings together. Speak rate, speak at which the text is spoken. Alert speak very slow, not kept. Slow, not kept, normal, kept. Slow, not kept, normal, fast, not kept, normal, slow, not kept. Normal, kept. Text to speak settings, listen to an example, play a short demo default language status, English United States is fully supported. Bottom. Text to speak settings, have it reserved then. Radio button, not kept. Google text to speak engine. Long can get settings button. Radio button. Not trail note touch a cable. Louder. Soft. Louder. Fast. Notification volume set to 85%. Slow. Loud.
Call to cancel.
Music volume set to 80%.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, put you on speakerphone, so it's recording my... Look at this.
Long champion settings button. Disable radio button. Checked. eSpeak TTS. Long champion settings button. General.
Yep. Yeah, it actually works.
Speech rate. Speed at which the text is spoken. Listen to an example. Play a short demonstration of speech synthesis.
Yeah, yes, out of brother Dutch.
Speak TTS.
I know. I know, right? What?
What version of ILG is it running?
I don't know. Wait. Since you're an Android expert, how would I check that?
What a setting.
Okay, settings.
Settings.
Now you see something called about?
Settings. Wireless and networks, Wi-Fi, on, switch, Bluetooth, off, switch, data usage, more, define, more.
More, I guess? I don't know.
Sure, click more to see. Mine is
wireless and networks, airplane VPN, airplane mode, wireless and networks, navigate up, top.
No, that's some
more,
dude.
Device,
but,
sound.
Here, let me look it up mine. Hold up. Things. Mine is a Samsung, so mine is under about.
Oh.
Storage, battery, app, personal, location, security, language, and backup and reset accounts, group, add account, system, date and time, system.
System, I guess? Well, yeah, let me see what system, or about, I don't know.
Date and time, accessibility, printing, about tablet.
About tablet.
About tablet, status of a battery, network, and other information.
Yes, that's the one.
Legal information. Model number, Braille Note Touch. Android version 4.4.2.
Yes, you're
Kernel version
right
3.2.0 plus Jenkins and Android.
Wait, what is your kernel version? Does it show that in yours?
Yes, what's the kernel version on yours?
Kernel version 3.2.0 plus Jenkins at HKBuild 2 hash 1 Primate 2013 53 29 EDT 2016.
Oh, what the? Mine's different.
Why? What is yours?
Let me check. Mine is. I'm gonna look for my settings.
Yeah, let me just go through the rest of this.
Build number PN Touch 1.0 USN Ever 1,529. Button. Settings about tablet. Main menu all app calendar. Pro. Clock. Docs, downloads, drive, eSpeak TTS.
3.4.
Wow.
eSpeak TTS. Default voice, English, United States. Voices installed, 60. eSpeak TTS settings button. General TTS settings button.
Mine is different than yours, that's why
it works
on yours.
Text-to-speech settings. Navid preferred engine. eSpeak TTS.
Yeah, I'm currently using
eSpeak TTS settings button. General TTS settings button. eSpeak TTS settings.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see the
default speech rate multiplier 1x. Voice gender default. Bottom. Speech rate default pitch. No, eSpeak TTS default pitch. Normal. Alert is very low. Not checked. Low. Not checked. eSpeak TTS settings. Default eSpeak TTS settings. Default pitch. Speech rate multiplier 1. Voice gender.
That's a bit better.
Bottom. Default pitch. TTS set default pitch. Alert to very low default pitch. Very low. eSpeak TTS setting.
Default. That's better.
Multiple voice gender default.
Hey, Jay,
how's
you? Hey, what? Can't you use a touch name?
Oh, yeah!
eSpeak TTS. eSpeak TTS setting spot.
Nice, Jake. Have you used Skype yet?
Not yet, but the touchscreen is vibrating. Apparently, I somehow locked the touchscreen or something. I don't know what I did, but...
Wait, you don't want it to vibrate?
Well, no. It's just that the touchscreen is vibrating. I think maybe I accidentally locked it or something, or I don't know. But anyway...
Okay. Calendar, top, YouTube.
Yes, just...
Main menu, contacts, key list, email, internet word, process planner, file manager, calculator, Victor Reader, Play Store, all applications, bottom.
Isn't it awesome now that you got a Braille Touch?
Yep.
You
know
how Play Store.
You want to see if you can play installing DOSBox again?
Well, I'm going to save that for another podcast. In fact, And hey guys, I'm going to end the podcast right now. So if you want to contact me, you can email me at datajake@gmail.com. Add me on Skype as datajake9999. And you can find me on audiogames.net as datajake1999. You can expect future podcasts on various Braille Note Touch apps because I really like this device. So see you guys in the next podcast. Bye.